Hi everyone, welcome to another episode of OEM TV. I'm Eric Mills, I do Windows Server Marketing at Microsoft, and this is a really awesome episode on Azure Site Recovery. Before I get into the details, I first want to say thank you. We've had so many views, so many likes, so many comments on OEMTV.net. Really appreciate all the feedback. Keep it coming. If you're watching the video and you don't see the feedback box down at the bottom, you can go to OEMTV. You'll see all the videos that we've done. Feel free to give us a like, a comment, and see all the great episodes that we do here on OEMTV. So one more thing is you need to know about ORCA. That's the OEM Reseller Community Academy. If you sell OEM Windows, Office, or Server, you definitely want to join up on ORCA. That's aka.ms/ORCA. Get your questions answered. Download OEM content. So now into Azure Site Recovery. We're going to do two videos on Azure Site Recovery, one on the setup and one on actually testing the failover. So, you know, what is Azure Site Recovery? Azure Site Recovery is a software solution that enables disaster recovery and failover. So as you may know, we recently did an episode on Hyper-V Replica, which is similar but not nearly as robust. If you want a robust disaster recovery solution, you really want to look at Azure Site Recovery. So, you know, what does it allow you to do? First of all, it allows you to replicate your on-premises virtual machines to the Azure public cloud. And secondarily, it allows you to orchestrate the recovery on Azure of those virtual machines in a specific order. So you may want your domain controllers coming up first, and then maybe your databases, and then maybe your application servers coming up next. You can't orchestrate that recovery with Hyper-V Replica, but with Azure Site Recovery that you can. Oh, and by the way, it works with VMware, so if you run some VMware, you're going to want to check that out as well. So here's what Jim's going to show you. He's going to take you through creating an Azure Site Recovery vault. He's going to use a site-to-site VPN, which is not required, but is very useful for kind of a seamless recovery. He's going to create a Hyper-V site on Azure, and he's going to show you how to prepare the Hyper-V hosts and join them to the Hyper-V site by installing the required agents and building a self-signed certificate for the registration. So all of that is coming up next in the next 15 minutes. Hope you enjoy this episode, and we'll see you next time on OEM TV.
Hi there. In this demonstration, I'm going to show you how to set up and protect Hyper-V virtual machines that are running on an on-prem Hyper-V server using Azure Site Recovery. Azure Site Recovery is a disaster recovery solution which can be used to replicate and protect virtual machines running on Hyper-V servers, virtual machine manager sites and clouds, and VMware environments. For today's demonstration, we're going to focus on virtual machines that are running on a standalone Hyper-V host. So for the demonstration, I'm going to show you how to protect DC1, SharePoint 1, SharePoint 2, and SQL1. These virtual machines are set up on a standalone Hyper-V host, which would be a good simulation of what a small, medium-sized business would be running. Now, prior to now, we've talked about in previous movies what Hyper-V Replica is. So Hyper-V Replica is it's a disaster recovery solution, but it's basically to set up a warm standby of a virtual machine to another Hyper-V host. Ideally, for disaster recovery, you want to have site separation. So if something did happen at the site level, you'd be able to fire up and spin up that virtual machine in another location and allow a site-to-site or some sort of a VPN connection to grant you access to that virtual machine as though it was running on-prem. Today's demonstration is going to show you how to set up Azure Site Recovery. And Azure Site Recovery is the same concept as Hyper-V Replica, except it goes one step further. It allows you to use the Azure site. So when you set up an Azure subscription, you'll set up a site. That Azure site can be used as your disaster recovery site. Therefore, you don't have to have a second site. And you can also orchestrate the recovery with ASR. That's something you can't do with Hyper-V Replica. Okay, so let's go ahead and get started. I'm going to go up to my Azure portal. And I'm going to scroll down to recovery services. You can see I don't have any recovery services right now. The first thing that we're going to do is we're going to create an ASR vault. Now, an ASR vault really requires a storage account. Now, it will create a storage account for you, or you can associate it with your own storage account. So what I'm going to do is, prior to going through and creating the recovery service, I'm going to create a storage account first. And ideally, you're going to have one of these per client or per tenant that you're going to be protecting resources for. So if I come to, if I come up to storage, you can see I've got one system generated storage account. I'm going to click new here, and I'm going to create a storage account that's going to simulate storage for the virtual machines that I'm replicating. Now, when you protect a virtual machine, the first step in protecting it is replicating the VHDX file up to the storage account. So I'm going to do a quick create, and I'm just going to call this one ASR Store 01. Actually, I'll do ASR Store 123. Okay, now the location is going to give you an affinity as to where the replication is going to be destined to. So you want to make this as close to the client as possible. I'm in Boston, so US East works for me. The type of replication, you can have geo-redundant or locally redundant storage. So geo-redundant storage is going to give you an added level of protection. We are not only, you're not only replicating the VHDX files redundantly within the same location, you're actually doing it in multiple storage locations. And these are going to be locations for the Azure data centers. Geo-redundant is more expensive than locally redundant, but it gives you better support for recovery. I'm just going to leave the default of geo-redundant, and I'm going to create the storage account. So I'm going to call it ASR Store 123. And this only takes a second to create. The second thing that you want to do when you're working with ASR is you want to set up a test network in Azure. So while that's building, I'm going to go to Networks. And I'm going to scroll down here, and I'll show you what I have right now for the networks. You can see I've got one network. If you follow the demonstration where we created the site-to-site VPN, the Contoso VNet is the site-to-site VPN, which connects back to Contoso. So this allows Contoso resources to be seen if they're in Azure. So this connection, this replication environment, is really more or less so that things that are in Azure can be seen from the on-prem side, and anything running in Azure can see the on-prem resources. It's a two-way site-to-site VPN. When you recover a virtual machine in Azure using Azure Site Recovery, the whole idea is that you recover it to this network so that the people on the on-prem side can see the resource, because that's what makes it available to them. So if it's running on-prem and it fails, you can spin it up in Azure, and because it's going to have the same DNS address, it's actually going to route through the Azure VPN, and people will see it as though it was running locally. That's the whole concept. So there's no strict requirement to have a site-to-site VPN with ASR. If you're just if you're just replicating virtual machines up there, you could, in theory, have people use just a client-side point-to-site VPN to get to those resources. And that means everybody would have to dial into the VPN on Azure. If you wanted to allow people just to transparently make a connection from the on-prem side up to Azure, that's when the site-to-site VPN comes in handy. So we're just going to use this network and build on what we've got already. So this connection is already set up. There is a movie that talks you through and walks you through setting this connection up. I'm just going to use this as one of my networks. The second network that you want to create for ASR is just a strict testing network. This strict testing network that we're talking about is a place where you can spin up a virtual machine, a replica of a virtual machine, and you can periodically do testing with it. So if you want to see if it's in sync, let's say it's a SQL server, your DBA might want to go up and do database consistency checks on it to make sure that it's good, it's in sync, the data looks good, it's workable. So it's a testing network that will never see the light of day as far as going back to the on-prem side. And this is going to allow you to do disaster recovery testing without affecting your production environment. So I've already got one network already. I'm going to go ahead and create a new network, and I'm going to call this one ASR Test. So I'm just going to do a quick create on this, and I'll call this one ASR Test. For the address space, I'm just going to leave this as I can do a 10 address space. I can do 172.192.168. These are the address spaces for the local networks I've got created. I'm just going to leave it as a 10 address space, US East, and the DNS server. I'm just going to put none for the DNS server, just because it doesn't need to connect to the on-prem side. So I'm going to call this one ASR test. When I spin a virtual machine up to test it, it's going to ask me which network I want to bring it up on. So the ASR test is just strictly so that you could bring this up and do tests against it without allowing it to see the rest of the world. If I spin up a test environment and I want to do a DR test, I can also dump it onto my actual Contoso VNet, in which case it is visible to the outside world and it is visible to the on-prem side. So it depends on how in-depth you want to do your testing, but you have built-in infrastructure with ASR to do disaster recovery testing. So I'm going to go ahead and create this virtual network. So my storage account got created, ASR store 123, and there's my ASR test. So I'm pretty much ready to go. So what I just did is I created a storage account, I created a test network, and if I didn't already have a site-to-site VPN, I'd want to set up a site-to-site network so that I could spin up virtual machines and see it from the on-prem side. Once these things are done, then I'm ready to go ahead and create my recovery vault. So now I'm going to go back to recovery services, and I'm going to create a new vault. Okay, I'm going to create a site recovery vault, and I'm just going to do a quick create. So I'm going to call this one ASR vault, and I'll just call this one demo. ASR vault demo. And I want to put this in US East where everything else is. And I'm going to go ahead and create the vault. So it successfully created the network. I successfully created my storage account. I'll dismiss these outputs. And this will only take a minute for it to create. So while this is creating, I'm going to go into this vault now. It's actually finished creating now. I'm going to go into this vault now. And it's got somewhat of a workflow for creating the step-by-step process for generating an ASR environment. So if you look at the site recovery options, originally this was only for VMM. And basically VMM is System Center Virtual Machine Manager. So look at all the options we've got now. Between an on-premises VMM environment, which is a VMM cloud, multiple clouds if you want, and Azure. Between two on-prem VMM sites. Between an on-prem Hyper-V site and Azure, that's what we're going to use here because we're just going to pick a standalone Hyper-V site, which it calls it a site, but it's actually just a Hyper-V host, and the Azure cloud. And look what else you can do. Between on-premises site with VMware physical servers in Azure, between on-prem site with VMware physical servers in Azure, between two on-prem VMware sites, and between two on-prem VMware sites with a SAN array replication. So you can see there's a lot of support in here for VMware as well. We're going to go ahead and pick the choice for Hyper-V site in Azure. And you'll see here on the bottom, what it does is it kind of goes through and sets up a workflow for you. So the first step is to create a Hyper-V site. So I'm going to go ahead and do that right now. I'm going to click Create Hyper-V Site. Now the Hyper-V site is basically, it's a label for the collection of the networks, the vault, the Hyper-V host, the protection groups, and eventually the virtual machines that go in those protection groups. So I'm going to call this one Contoso underscore HV. Might as well call it HV1 in case I want to create multiple. So Contoso underscore HV1. And I'm going to click Create. Now, as it's creating this HV1, it's putting the hooks in it for protection groups as well as recovery scripts. Okay, so I'm going to refresh right here. Okay, so there's my Hyper-V site. Now, if I click the Hyper-V site, one of the things that I can do with this is when I configure a Hyper-V host, I can download the configuration for the Hyper-V site and then set it up, which is basically going to provide you the encryption and the authentication for that Hyper-V host to join the Hyper-V site. Okay, so my Hyper-V site is created. Okay, now if you go to the dashboard, it's going to kind of show you all the recent jobs, and you can look at statuses here. If something went wrong, you can look at the status and you can troubleshoot using the logging and the alerts that come within the Azure portal. Okay, now let's go back to top level ASR Vault. Okay, so our Hyper-V site is created. The next thing is we're going to prepare Hyper-V servers. So we're going to download a registration key and we're going to download the provider. We have to download both of these things. So seeing as I'm on the Hyper-V host right now, I'm just going to download them locally. So I'm going to click download the registration key. Now the registration key essentially is the certificate which is going to be used to encrypt the contents and decrypt the contents. Without this, there's no way for the Hyper-V host to communicate with the vault. So I'm going to click download and I'm going to download the registration key. We should get a pop-up here in a second. There it is. We're going to save this. I'll just dump it right in downloads. Done. Okay, next step is we're going to download the provider. Click Save As. Same thing, ASR provider, we'll put it right in downloads. Okay, this is the MSI, this is the setup for the agent on each Hyper-V host. So if you have 10 Hyper-V hosts to protect, then you can actually add this. You don't have to download this separately for each one. You can just download it once and store it on the network and just run the installation as needed. So you can see here, if we look forward a little bit, prepare the resources. We've already created a storage account. We've already created an Azure virtual network. Now, it just says create an Azure virtual network. As I explained earlier, if you just create an Azure virtual network and you just leave it as a standalone network, no connection back with the site to site, then that's going to allow you to do testing of your virtual machines. But in order for someone to actually get to that virtual machine, you're going to have to set up a point to site VPN and put a VPN client on each of the devices that needs to access the server. If I have a site-to-site network, then that means as I do a disaster recovery test or a full-blown disaster recovery scenario, then when I land it on the Contoso VNet, it's immediately visible to anybody that's in the on-prem side. Okay, so the difference being, if I just create a single network, the network they're referring to here is just a test network. If you want to be able to spin these up and see them from the on-prem side, then you want to have a site-to-site VPN as well. So I've gone through, I've already created the storage account. The next thing to do is I'm going to go ahead and set these up. So if I go down into downloads, and I'm actually on the Hyper-V host right now, I'm going to go ahead and just run the recovery provider, and it will ask me for the encryption key. Okay, so this is starting up the installation. It'll take a second for it to start. So Microsoft Update offers security and important updates for Windows and other Microsoft software, including Azure Site Recovery updates. So I can leave this on or I can leave it off. It's up to you. I'm not going to be using this after the demo, so it really doesn't matter. But you'd probably want to keep this on. That way any updates that come out for ASR will automatically be downloaded. I'm actually going to switch this off so it doesn't try and download any updates as we're going through. Okay, the installation folder you can just keep the same, and you can see it's going through the recovery services installation. And this doesn't take very long. About a 3 or 4 minute installation per server. Okay, now we register with the ASR Vault. Okay, the server is connected to the internet. Okay, connect with existing proxy settings, connect directly without a proxy, connect with custom. So I'm just going to do connect with existing proxy settings. Okay, so now it's asking us for the key file. So we're going to browse. I'm going to go to downloads, and we're going to point to the key file. And we're going to click next. And this will build a self-signed certificate, and it will have this Hyper-V host joined to the ASR Vault Hyper-V site, which we're creating for ASR. And this is called registration. This will take a second to finish. And then when we refresh on the Azure side, you'll see HV1 as a host. And at that point, we'll be able to start protecting the servers. Okay, so I'm going to go back over to the Azure Vault. And we're going to go into the Hyper-V site. Okay, so there's the Hyper-V site. Now you can see hv1.contoso.com is connected and it's ready to go. So now at this point, we can start creating our protection groups and protecting our virtual machines. So I'm going to wrap this video up right now, and the next second part of this will be setting up protection for virtual machines and doing a disaster recovery test. Thanks.